Good morning. We will conclude the potential lavin, the potential violations of los ases that are discussed in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And today he adds in the idea of chanifa. What's chanifa? It's flattery. The Gaonim turn around and say that's a tremendous isur based on the potential principle of the pasuk lo sachanifu es haaretz. Like, for instance, if I'm going to tell Lashon Hara, in order to go ahead and make myself and endear myself towards the one who's listening, Shehu Yodea Shiyeshlo also ploni sina mikfar. I know that the person I'm going to speak about, the person already hates, and so the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and I try to ingratiate myself into such a situation. So not only am I not fulfilling hocheach tochiach to try to get rid of the hatred between the people, I'm going to strengthen the story, and it's going to cause us much bigger problems. And we should just know this situation happens quite a bit in life. One person speaks badly about a situation, his friend is listening, even though he understands. In such a situation, he adds a couple of extra words, he's going to turn around and add in. So that's a lav of chanifa. You have to understand, as it happens, all we do is that we add to the difficulty that exists there within. This is a dangerous strain of Lashon Hara, and it fuels the fire. Instead, what we need to do is try to make the peace. It happens quite a bit at work, it happens in politics, and we have a responsibility not to let it come to us. Ulufamim says the Chafetz Chaim, there's one last lav, sometimes we speak Lashon Hara as a result of anger. And sometimes you're cursing at the person you're speaking about. And that's a violation of Los Akal Cheirish. And a person has to understand that too is a violation. So the Chafetz Chaim concludes this section of the Lavim with an important message. He says, we've now spoken out 17 different lavim that tend to affect us as a result of speaking Lashon Hara and Rechilus. And even if we're only speaking to a Yisrael, if he's a Malshin, if he's somebody who tends to speak to the government and he informs on the Jewish people, it can come even more chamor. If he's a Moser, it could be even more chamer. There are all sorts of additional issues that come into play. And some of these things can bring to Misa Bidei Shamayim, like Almana and Yasom speaking badly about a widow or an orphan, or Chilul Hashem. Sometimes it destroys our Olam Haba. Sometimes it helps us we're enjoying the embarrassment of our friends. So there are all sorts of issues that we need to be careful of so that we don't come to our own violations and making our lives even more difficult. No, we have a responsibility to go in an opposite direction. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start talking about the mitzvah saseh that we blow when we tell Lashon Hara. Instead, we'll try to focus on those and improve them so that we don't continue to get tripped up on these activities. Have a wonderful, terrific day.